Calculating the precision of tilt-to-length coupling estimation and noise subtraction in LISA using Fisher information, by Daniel George et al. Tilt-to-length, TTL, noise from angular jitter in LISA is projected to be the dominant noise source in the millihertz band unless corrected in post-processing. The correction is only possible after removing the overwhelming laser phase noise using time delay interferometry, TDI. We present here a frequency domain model that describes the effect of angular motion of all three spacecraft on the interferometric signals after propagating through TDI. We then apply a Fisher information matrix analysis to this model to calculate the minimum uncertainty with which TTL coupling coefficients may be estimated. Furthermore, we show the impact of these uncertainties on the residual TTL noise in the gravitational wave readout channel, and compare it to the impact of the angular witness sensor's readout noise. We show that the residual TTL noise post-subtraction in the TDI variables for a case using the LISA angular jitter requirement and integration time of 1 day is limited to the 8 pm per hertz level by angular sensing noise. However, using a more realistic model for the angular jitter, we find that the TTL coupling uncertainties are 70 times larger, and the noise subtraction is limited by these uncertainties to the 14 pm per hertz level. This was calculating the precision of tilt-to-length coupling estimation and noise subtraction in LISA using Fisher information, by Daniel George et al.